I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm on the Dingle Peninsula. It's the most southwestern part of Ireland. Although there are some spots that are actually further south and further west that we'll argue. Which would include the Port Magee, Mizzenhead area, which is actually further south than Dingle. But this is the most west in the southern part of Ireland. And it's in County Kerry, and it's fairly remarkable. Actually, pretty amazing. And it's a place that you have to plan on going to, and you have to plan on spending at least a few days. There are people that will find their way to the west coast of Ireland. They'll visit the Cliffs of Moher, or maybe they'll even fly into Shannon Airport, which is on the west coast. And maybe they'll drive down into the Dingle Peninsula, and before the day is done, they will be out of the Dingle Peninsula and on their way somewhere else. You can't think you have seen the area if you do that. There is far too much to see. So I would recommend that you plan at least two nights. Three is better. And, you know, one of the recommendations I make all the time is if you have a choice between spending more time in the countryside anywhere or more time in a bigger city, spend it in the countryside because it's easy to get back to the big cities. So if the choice was, do you spend an extra day or two in Dingle or do you spend an extra day or two in Dublin? And that might be the same for, do you spend an extra day or two in Madrid or do you spend an extra day or two in Seville or Cordoba or Barcelona, although you can fly into Barcelona much more easily than ever before. Spend it in the places that are in the nooks and crannies because it's harder to get back there. And it's easier to get back into the big cities. And so keep that in mind when you start your planning. I have heard far too many ridiculous itineraries from people who did their own planning online because they can. Please, may I recommend to you that you find a travel agent who is an expert in the destination you want to visit and work with that person to plan your trip, which is better than working with an agent who is a generalist who knows how to shop for hotels and knows how to shop for flights and car rentals, but maybe has never even been to that destination. So you want to work with a travel agent who is an expert in the destination you want to go to. And you can find them online, and you can even find them at the ASTA website, the American Society of Travel Agents website, where people are logged in by specialties where there's, I don't know, links or something to get to folks who actually can give you the kind of information that you need to have. And I want to tell you that because even on this journey, I have had people sitting next to me in restaurants, in lobbies of hotels, talking about, well, what are we going to do today? And they've got a list of what they're going to do. And it is completely impossible. What comes to mind is Joe and Paulina Tillman from New York City, who I hope I get to meet again, who are, luckily, I think God put them there at the table next to me having breakfast, going over. They had one day in Dublin, and what they were going to do, because they wanted to see an ancient castle, is to drive to Kilkenny for the day and go visit the castle. You know, they would have spent the whole day driving. It's just, no. And there are so many closer castles one can go and visit, including in Dalkey, which is like 20 minutes outside of Dublin, or Malahide Castle, which is 30 minutes north of Dublin, where we were in Dublin. I mean, there are just so many other ways to accomplish this, or making a visit to Powers Court House and Gardens and the Falls. So I think I was put there at the next table to them to sort them out and get them on the right track before they spent an exhausting day and having so little time to really enjoy that day in Ireland. I'm going to whisk you off with me. I am currently in Dingle. We're actually almost dead center in Dingle Town. Dingle is in County Kerry, and it is in a very western, very southern part of Ireland, and we are going to be talking about an unusual way to experience this part of Ireland, and we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The Boston Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston are preparing a special preseason event, Happy Birthday John Williams, on Friday and Saturday, April 7th and 8th at 8 p.m. Keith Lockhart will conduct and invite you to be a part of Boston Pops history as we celebrate the legacy of John Williams. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I want to remind you that by the middle of the week, if everything goes right, and it usually does, you will find this show and every show podcast for 1 year at travelers411.com. And simultaneously, we archive every show. And that stays forever and ever with show notes, links to the relevant websites of our guests, and photos, and all kinds of other good stuff. So go do some surfing at sabrams.com. That's sabrams.com and travelers411.com. And friend me at Facebook at stephanie.abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S, .94. And I am ensconced in a lovely drawing room at the historic Benner Hotel in Dingle. And I am with Katrina Nee Quran.
Way!
I got it right.
Congratulations.
If you saw the spelling, first of all, Katrina is not K-A-T-R-I-N-A. No, 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 no. It's the Irish spelling, C-A-I-T-R-I-O-N-A. If you look at the way things are spelled, you'll never say it right. And her last name is capital N-I, capital C-H-U, double R-A-I-N. Double X, double Q, double V.
I feel like I'm going to have a whole load of pen pals after this.
I just, you know, threw that in for extra flourish. But where exactly were you born, Katrina?
I'm purebred Kerry. My parents are from Kerry, and I was born in Tralee. So I'm pure Kerry.
And at what point did you move to the Dingle Peninsula?
Well, I've lived here my whole life. Well, I've travelled a bit. I've been teaching in Dubai, and I was working in a hotel in Switzerland. So I have travelled, but
where in Switzerland?
a place called Lausanne. My poor father thought I was living in Lasagna. God love him. But no, my heart and soul is
Lausanne. Lausanne is wonderful. That's the French section.
Oh, yeah. It's magical. It's about a half an hour, 20 minutes, half an hour outside Geneva.
From Geneva.
Yeah. A magical, lovely place. But it's no Cahan, Brandon. It's no Kerry.
No. Well, it's very chic and sophisticated.
Oh, yeah.
And my favorite hotel, if it's still there, I haven't been there in years, is the Lausanne Palace Hotel. And we had a suite there.
Yeah. Oh.
No kidding. And it had an 80-foot wraparound terrace. It was 40 feet because we had a corner suite. And it was 40 feet each direction overlooking the lake, which is Lake Leman, people, not Lake Geneva. And you'll hear people calling it Lake Geneva, but it's called Lake Leman. And they filled this place like the Queen was coming. Everywhere you look, it looked like a florist. Everywhere you looked, there were these huge bouquets of flowers and Godiva chocolate on every table.
Oh, nice.
And I was so sick when we got there. We were away 3 weeks. When we left home, my daughter was sick for a week. Then my son got it for a week. And the third week, I had it. So when we got to Switzerland, I laid myself out on the divan, covered in this gorgeous coat I had just gotten in Paris, and told my husband, take the children and go play, because no reason for you to babysit me. And it was December 31st. And do you know what happens? How long were you in Lausanne?
I was there for about 5 months.
What 5 months were you there? Were you there through December?
From July, yeah, the summer months from July.
Okay. Yeah. Were you busy working on December 31?
No.
Well, I'm going to give you the story on December 31 in Geneva and Lausanne when we come back, and then we're going to dive into the Dingle Peninsula. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Katrina Nee Curran. She is a resident her whole life of County Kerry and an expert on the Dingle Peninsula. And we were just talking about some of her experience, which took her into Switzerland and Lausanne. Lausanne is in the French-speaking portion of Switzerland, although everybody pretty much that lives in Switzerland will speak Italian, they'll speak German, they'll speak Romantisch, which is the official language of Switzerland, and they'll speak French. And so, just for you guys to know, you're thinking about coming to Europe in December, no matter what else you do, and certainly stop in Ireland on your way. An easy way to do it, fly into Dublin, spend some time in Ireland, then fly with Ryanair, cheap as spit, to Lausanne, and do your thing, then come back to Ireland to end up your party. December 31st, the stores go mad in Switzerland. Everything is on sale. They practically pay you to take it out of the store because my son got his first pair of Bali shoes, and I must have gotten 15 pairs of shoes. I didn't buy shoes again for about 12 years because anything that fit, my husband went out and picked out everything and just told them to deliver it to the hotel because... Well, the reason is, on January 1st, the retailers pay tax on any inventory they have. So there's no point in carrying over the goods into the new year.
Okay.
So on December 31, you buy everything that fits you. That's just how it's done. It's madness. And I was sick. I couldn't even go out. I mean, I was miserable. I had the flu or something. Yeah. I don't. Whatever my kids had, they gave it to me. So, but he was a good shopper. I got gorgeous stuff. It was like Christmas all over again.
It was a miracle that you were sick, because if you were, you imagine what you were bringing back.
Oh, well, there would have been more. More. But so, tell me about you. Do a special immersion in learning Irish and kind of touring about and having fun at the same time.
Yeah.
So talk about that.
So in a week in July, we make a special effort with the Irish language. We promote the Irish language at every opportunity we have. But in July, we make it fun for the whole family.
Is the week in July in 2017?
2017, it's from the Monday the 16th to that Friday. if that's it. I could be wrong now in dates. Call, check our website. Yeah, do. So what we do is Irish classes in the morning, and then in the evenings we do activities all through Irish. So you have horse riding, you have walking into Lough Adoon, seaweed foraging, cooking. What is really, really popular with the whole family is going in a boat out in Brandon Bay and going fishing, where people catch mackerel and they get to bring it home and cook it themselves at home. So it's just.
But for the visitor, they're not bringing a mackerel home to cook.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
How does the visitor do that?
Well, like it did.
Well, I mean, my home is 2,800 miles away.
Okay, no.
So
well, where you're staying locally.
You're
going to,
I'm going to bring it to the chef in the hotel.
Yeah.
And say, here we have one fine mackerel.
Yeah.
Cook it for me, please.
Yeah, you see, you have to use your charm and he'll cook it for you.
Yeah.
You see, well, a lot of people who are on their course, they stay in Clanbrandon for the week. And
that's the name of the town?
Yeah, Clanbrandon. Yeah,
Clanbrandon
on the foot of Mount Brandon. We're about 20 minutes outside Dingle, and it's the most magical place you'll ever go.
What makes it magical?
It's the people, it's the scenery, it's the things to do, it's the Keologus Crack. You come and you tell me, and I guarantee you.
I'm gonna do my best.
Yeah. It's just a phenomenal place. We're right on the westerly point. The next stop is America. There's a place called Brandon Point there. You can look all the way up on a clear day, all the way up to Mayo. You can see, it was last year, the weather was absolutely phenomenal. And there was guys, a local rowing club, and the Navogues were rowing out, and there was dolphins jumping up beside them. You can't buy that.
Is every dolphin here named Fungi?
Oh, God, no. 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 No, we special with dolphins. No. God, loved them.
No, because, you know, there are places where there is, well, there's a hotel in New York that's had a cat for close to 100 years.
Oh.
Of course, it's not been the same cat. So when the cat is a male, it's named Hamlet. And when the cat is a female, it's named Matilda. But there's always a cat.
Yeah.
And there have been untold numbers of Hamlets and Matildas in that hotel. And there are places that, you know, have mascot other animals. There was a big, huge pelican. It had to be 5 feet tall. It was this big, giant animal.
Yeah.
In Mykonos. And if you sat down at one of the outdoor cafes, his name was Spiro. Spiro would come up to your table and sort of look at you like, aren't you going to share? And
I like his style.
Yeah, it is said that one of the other islands that was jealous of Spiro set out to assassinate him. But the new animal they got was also named Spiro. So there's this kind of seamless...
Yeah.
And everybody talks about Fungi the dolphin. So I have to imagine that there's more than one dolphin out there that people point at and say Fungi, no?
No. There's only one Fungi. And he's a lovable rogue. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He can work the crowd. And he had a couple of girlfriends along the line as well. We were afraid he might leave. But no, it's still the same Fungi. Don't worry.
So how do you see Fungi when you're here?
You can get a boat trip from Dingle on the pier there.
Yeah, there's a big blue sign over a store.
Yeah, that's it.
That says something about Fungi the dolphin that I imagine. That's where you make your reservation, buy your tickets.
Yeah, you can. Everyone I think on the peninsula has gone out to see Fungi for their Holy Communion. I think it was the done thing
that
to do.
That was the Holy Communion.
Yeah. And but you can get
Did you go in your pretty white dress?
I did, yeah.
Go out in.
It's a fishing kind of trawler, kind of. It's a passenger boat. Yeah. It's great. And you're guaranteed to always see them. And he jumps for everyone. And you can go swimming with him too, as well, if you're feeling adventurous. So
where would you swim with him? Out in the ocean.
Yeah.
Out loose in the ocean.
Yeah. You put on your wetsuit and you're thrown overboard, and there you go swimming with Fungi.
Well, that's different. And I'll tell you why it's different, because every other dolphin encounter is artificially created.
Oh, no.
So there's either the dolphin is in captivity and is kept in its own pools or whatever, and then let out into a bigger pool that's fed by the ocean or the sea. But they're not getting out loose.
Yeah, no.
They're living in an enclosed environment, even though it may be big and healthy and all that. It's So this is not the sit on the edge of the pool, dangle your feet in.
No,
this
no,
is
no. You can put on a wetsuit.
Off the boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to
Irish.
Welcome to Dingleland. You'll be a new person leaving the place.
So, well, you didn't jump in your communion dress.
No, I didn't. No.
Have you had a swim with fun?
No, I wouldn't have gone swimming with him. I put it on my bucket list, though.
I once went swimming with a sea lion. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and share that with you. Don't leave me, people. We're talking crazy here in Dingle with Katrina. Don't go away. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, if you're really looking for an adventure and an experience, and I have done three, maybe four, dolphin encounters. I did the first one in the Bahamas. Oh, and by the way, if you've just joined us, I'm with Katrina Nee Curran. She is... Am I good?
Oh, you're very good. I once got an email going, "Dear Caution, thank you for your email."
Because it's spelled correctly. You don't know the grief I have been through this week.
Oh, I see.
Let me give you a good one. We went yesterday. Here in the Dingle Peninsula, you will find a pub across the road, little bitty country road, across the road from the house, the wee little cottage house that Paddy O'Shea was born in. And he was a footballer.
Paddy, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Across the road from the house he was born in is the pub.
Yep.
This week, I put up photos of the exterior of the pub, little story about it on my Facebook. It will ultimately make its way to my blog. But doing my blog is a little more complicated than doing my Facebook. So that's a quick fix to get things out.
Yeah.
I put it up. I'm watching what I'm keyboarding in on my iPad, no less, where the photos are coming from. And I'm watching what I'm typing, basically, and I'm getting it all right. And Paddy is spelled P-A-O-D-I.
P-A-U-D.
Now,
P-A-U-I.
There's no U.
Paddy.
P-A-I-D-I.
My father.
And then O and S-E for O'Shea.
Yeah.
Because it's the Irish spelling. Okay. So it's P-A-O-D-I.
P.
Yeah.
I-D.
P-A-I-D-I. Now, we got it right now, people. It took a village, but we got it right. P-A-I-D-I. So I put that in. One word, capital P. Rest small letters. And I get done, and I hit post.
Oh, no.
So, did you know that I visited at Paid I? Two words. P-A, capital P-A-I-D, capital I. I have had more grief with autocorrect, changing what I'm writing. And when you're writing things that are reflecting Irish venues, cities, villages... Oh, good grief, the mess. And some of it is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
But in any event, I was telling you about the three dolphin encounters I had. The first one was in the Bahamas. Because it was the first one I ever did, they bring you to a kind of initiation with a dolphin. And you sit with other people in the group around the edge of a pool.
Okay.
And the pool has salt water that's coming in from the Caribbean, actually in the Bahamas, it's from the North Atlantic. And they have the dolphins in their own enclosed area, so they can't get out and just swim away somewhere. And they let them in, and they swim up. You're sitting on the edge with your feet in the water, and you get to pet its head, and then it swims on its back, so you see its belly button, and you can pet its tummy, and they show you where to stop petting because you get into its genitals, and you may get this dolphin very excited, and that would not be a good thing. So, okay, that's... And then finally, if you're brave enough, you slide off the edge gently into the pool, and the dolphin comes up and kisses you, and they take 1,000 pictures that they want to sell you at the end. And, okay, that was the first one. The second one was in Curacao, which is an island. It's the ABC Islands, Aruba, Bonaire, Curacao. They were owned by the Dutch. There's still a Dutch relationship there. And they're right off the coast, literally like 20-minute flight. You're in South America. So you could fly into Venezuela and make a connecting flight to Curacao. So in that one, I got in the water and I don't know. Oh, yeah, that one. You're going to love this.
I'm scared.
When I was fine till they told me that the pool is 15 feet deep. And even though I can swim, I didn't want to get in the water with two dolphin. One was named Anna, and I forget Annie. I forget the other one. And get in the water with these two dolphin in 15 feet of water. But they give you this life jacket you zip up. So the guy was great. I mean, the guy that was in charge, and there were a couple of extra people that worked with the trainer person. He was wonderful. And he said, you know what? Just slide off onto here and hold onto this rope. And when you feel confident, let go of the rope. So I got in the water, and I held onto the rope, and I realized I would have to stab this life jacket to death in order to drown, because this thing will keep you afloat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got brave. We get to a certain point doing things with the dolphin where you're now going to go 35 miles an hour across this pool area they've artificially created in the water. And I hear 35 miles an hour. Do I want to go 35 miles an hour holding onto a dolphin? I mean, I don't know that this is so healthy. So I'm hanging back, and there's four other people in my group. One of the people in my group is a 21-year-old girl who is barely 5 feet tall. She's a slim, tiny little thing. She's from Holland, and she's worked 6 months in a bank where the bank sent her over for an intern experience and in Curacao. And she's going home tomorrow. And everybody in the bank said, don't go home until you go swim with the dolphin. So this was her day, last day in Curacao. So the guy says, okay, then you next. And what happens is they bring a dolphin up on each side of you, and you're supposed to put your arm out in front of its dorsal fin, and with your hands, hold on to the two dorsal fins, left and right, and when he gives the signal, they start racing across, dragging you across the thing there. Of course, you're above the waterline because of this dopey suit you're wearing that's keeping you afloat. Little life jackety thing. She says, I only have use of my left arm. He says, explain that. She says, well, this arm doesn't work. And he said, then take your arm and place it on top of the dolphin's head, behind its head, in front of the dorsal fin, even if you can't grasp it. And she says, okay. She lifts her right arm with her left, places it on the dolphin, takes her other arm, puts it in the right place. He blows the whistle that only dolphins can hear. And the dolphin takes off at 35 miles an hour across the pool, and she has the best time. And I think to myself, how humiliating. Here is this little child, a slip of a thing who doesn't weigh 4 pounds, with one arm that works, and she's going across this pool that this big fraidy cat is afraid to say, well, I got to do this now. I mean, you know, I've been shamed into it. So that was the next time. And I think I did it once in Hawaii at the Hilton Waiakaloa Village. They do a dolphin encounter in this big pool. Never have I even heard about get pushed off the side of the boat in your wetsuit. In a wetsuit yet, because the waters around Ireland, even when you see surfboarders, they are in wetsuits. The water never gets warm here. It's the cold North Atlantic, even though the Gulf Stream flows around. It's not. This is not the Caribbean.
No, well, I have to. Well, when I was young growing up, we'd have swimming lessons. The Irish Water Safety used to put on free swimming lessons for all the coastal towns. And my mother didn't give us wetsuits. We were tougher kids, I think. We were thrown off the head of the pier with no wetsuits.
So, but, and you went swimming with fungi. Now, would it have been fungi? How long does a dolphin live?
I don't know.
How do you know it's the same one?
I feel a competition coming on.
I don't know how. Any idea?
Oh, he's over
30. Fungi's here over 30 years. Yeah. So he's like a horse or a parrot.
I don't know. He's
got
special.
A long life.
Yeah.
All right. It's something like the, you know, the story of the fisherman. So he goes out and he finds the flounder that grants him his magic wishes. Mm. Does fungi grant magic wishes at all?
No, not yet, but we can talk to him and see what his plan is for the next couple of months.
That could be a good thing.
Yeah.
So now you're putting together, how long are you doing these Irish immersion classes with coupled with experiences here in Dingle?
Well, we've been here for since 1975. I've been in with the cooperative for the last 3 years, so we've been doing it for a long time now. We've some of the most renowned Irish speakers in Ireland. We've Mihal O'Rourke. There's a great woman too, Deirdre Ní Corcaigh, that does a lot of the Irish covers from Joni Lyon and Sharon Ní Conaighre as well. Some great Irish speakers. So we've been doing it a long time.
So when you have the I have to take a break. They're waving at me. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, what I want to know is that when you're doing the Irish speaking lessons in the morning, and then you go off to do things like bake bread or climb a mountain or something, are you speaking only in Irish then too? Save the answer. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Let grasses grow and water.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure of being with Katrina Nee Curran. She is with a group that you can find online. And here are the letters, because I'm not even going to give it a shot at pronouncing it.
Well, your Irish has come on in the last 5 minutes just saying my name.
Well, yeah, I've got to work on this one now. Yeah. One step at a time here. See... for Charlie, F for Frank, L for Larry, T for Thomas. That's CFLT.ie. And you'll find a link at sabrams.com in the show notes. So you do a week-long program. The next one is July 16 to 20, and we'll check the calendar to make sure you're being honest with us. And during that week, the people involved are immersed in Irish classes based on age group. So there's little kids, teenagers, and adults.
Yeah.
And then after the morning classes in vocabulary and grammar and speaking and whatever, the afternoons have special events planned.
Yeah.
Now, are they also in Irish?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because the idea is that we learn the language, you learn all of it in the morning, so you need the opportunity to practice it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what all the activities in the afternoon are. And by doing that as well, you're supporting the local businesses that are there all year round and that promote the Irish language all year round. So it's, we're all working together to try and achieve the greater good in the Irish language.
How many letters are there in the Irish alphabet?
I have no idea, because you have A's and A fathers, and it's more or less
what's
the same.
What's an A father?
A is like you have the A, and then you have a stroke going over the top of it.
Okay.
So it elongates the sound of it.
How many characters are there?
It's this basically the same as the English alphabet, but without the X and the Z. There's a few of the letters missing. But I suppose 20, 22, 23, I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We just go with the flow with these things, you know.
Well,
if a letter comes along, you just embrace it. And the way language is, look at the way the English language is adapting.
When you've got a noun. You have a word that describes a thing or a person, you know, like chair or lamp or whatever. Okay. And you have an adjective that describes it as big or pretty or orange or something.
Yeah.
Does that descriptive word come in front of the noun or after it?
So what do you say? So
say the red chair.
Kahir Darug, so the chair red.
Okay.
So that's how you kind of say
it.
Yeah. The Irish language, the grammar and all that, and the structure is very like German, and there's a lot of Latin in it as well. It's a nice language. When it's spoken right, it's like music. And the way we describe it, we're very poetic people. So it's a good language. It's tough, don't get me wrong. It's tough, and there's a lot of grammar and stuff in it, but every language is tough.
So if you had a dictionary of Irish words and it was on a shelf mm-hmm. with a dictionary of English, French, and Spanish words, would the Irish dictionary be as thick as the others or thicker or smaller?
Yeah, same. Yeah, yeah.
Because Spanish is so rich in vocabulary that if you said a sentence in English or French,
mm-hmm.
which are the two languages I'm fluent in and read and write in.
Fair play.
If you had a sentence in those languages, in English or French, and that sentence had seven words in it, if you tried to say the same thing in Spanish, it probably would have 14 words.
Yeah.
So, you know, because, I don't know, Spanish is very rich in vocabulary and descriptive words and whatever. And I just wonder, you know, is there an economy of words in Irish?
Yeah, like, when you're dealing with any kind of languages, you have to be very careful. You can't translate it directly. Do you know, there's a different kind of sentence structure out there. Yeah. So you need to be careful in that. Yeah, but that's what it would every language. Well, that's what I would be saying. I'm very impressed that you can speak three languages fluently like that.
No, not three, just French and English and Pig Latin.
Okay.
Do you know Pig Latin?
No.
Oh, well, I'll teach it to you when we're done here.
I'm scared. Please, viewers, listeners, please pray for me.
No, this is a fun one. Yeah, this is funny. Do you over there speak Pig Latin? Oh, I'll start a whole new trend. So how do people get in touch with you if they would like to be involved? I mean, do you also organize for them a place to stay, or they would have to get their own place and just show up at your classes?
Yeah, no, get them to contact me. Go to the website and all their contact details.
Okay, cflt.ie.
And we can, we have a lot of holiday homes to rent. There's B&Bs, there's hostels and stuff available in Clahan, Brandon. And we also have four or five other festivals in the year as well. They can go on the website and find out more about that. We've just finished Stormfest. We have a hill walking music festival. I have a mindfulness festival. And we have a family festival, Fail Lunasa, as well.
And the mindfulness festival is kind of events that are created to get you to really be meditative and balanced and find yourself and where you're at and where you're going and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a powerful weekend. We're very lucky in the peninsula to have people who can do compassionate communication, mindful living, mindful movement. Conscious aging is a very interesting workshop as well that they do.
What is that?
Conscious aging is a workshop. Is you look at people who are in the later part of their life and you see how they have coped with life, what life skills they have to get to where they were. If you take two people and one has gone through a really hard part of life and the other person has done the same, how did they come through it? What values did they have? What enabled them to achieve what they are, where they are today? It's fascinating stuff, like, because we can, the way I describe mindfulness is we're in an imperfect world trying to be perfect, and there's a lot of pressure with that. You get a glass of water and you fill it with earth and you twirl it around, that's our lives going 90. So if we just take a few minutes and just calm and bring ourselves back, the dirt goes to the bottom of the glass and you have a clear mind. You make way better decisions in life, and you can do it in the beautiful Clahan, Brandon. I'm trying to get this woman to come to Clahan, Brandon. She's killing me.
Yeah, unfortunately, our trip is so over-programmed. You know, I have to tell you, Katrina, so many times people say, oh, you're off on another vacation.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, if you only knew.
Yeah.
You know, what's a bathing suit?
Yeah.
I know. I think I looked it up once in a dictionary.
Oh, sure.
I carry it. It's something you carry in your suitcase and you never take out.
No.
I want to thank you so much for joining us this hour. It's been a delight getting to know you. And check out CFLT.ie. If you're looking for an experience in Ireland, this is about as experiential as you're going to get. Stay with me, everybody. More after the top of the hour news. This is Stephanie Abrams live from the Dingle Peninsula in County Kerry, Ireland. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.